Di dunia seueur pagawan.
There are many jobs in the world.
Sakumpulan jalmi damel salaku dokter.
Some people work as doctors.
Aranjeuna ngabantosan jalma anu gering.
They help sick people.
Sababaraha jalma mangrupikeun guru.
Some people are teachers.
Marane ngajarkeun barudak.
They teach children.
Sababaraha jalma mangrupikeun insinyur.
Some people are engineers.
Aranjeuna ngawangun barang.
They build things.
Sawangan jalma tujuru masak.
Some people are cooks.
Aranjeuna nyieun tuangeun.
They make food.
Sawah di masyarakat artis.
Some people are artists.
Aranjeuna nyiptakeun barang-barang anunda.
They create beautiful things.
Loba gaul anu penting.
Many jobs are important.
Aranjeuna ngabantu komunitas.
They help the community.
Urang peryogi sagala jinis padamelan.
We need all kinds of jobs.
Keluarga Johnson ngatur perjalanan ka Italia.
The Johnson family planned a trip to Italy.
Aranjeuna pisan gumbreg ngeunaan liburan maranna.
They were very excited about their vacation.
Aranjeuna ngemas tasna sareng seueur baju.
They packed their bags with many clothes.
Dina kahiji, aranjeuna sumping ka bandara.
On the first day, they arrived at the airport.
Penerbangan telemes, sarta tuangna tesedep.
The flight was smooth and the food was delicious.
Dina Italia, maraneh ningali wangunan anundah sareng seni anu kondang.
In Italy, they saw beautiful buildings and famous art.
Aranjeuna og ngaraosan pia sareng pasta.
They also enjoyed pizza and pasta.
Aranjeuna nganjang ka seueur tempat anu pikaresepeun.
They visited many interesting places.
Dina akhir perjalanan maranhana, aranjeuna bahagia.
At the end of their trip, they were happy.
Perjalanan tematak pikabunga sareng pinuh ku kabagjaan.
The trip was amazing and full of joy.
Hiji waktos, aya juru masak anu berbakat ngaranna Marco.
Once upon a time, there was a talented chef named Marco.
Manha resepe masakan anu leat pikeun konsumna.
He loved to create delicious dishes for his customers.
Hiji dinten, anjeuna hoyong ngabagi resep auritna.
One day, he wanted to share his favorite recipe.
Manha nyiapkeun bahan-bahan sarta ngamimitian masak.
He prepared the ingredients and started cooking.
Manha ngagunakeun tomat seger, bawang putih, jeung herba.
He used fresh tomatoes, garlic, and herbs.
Salila maneh ngolah, bau pinuh di dapur.
As he cooked, the smell filled the kitchen.
Pelanggana seru pikeun nyoba tuangan.
His customers were excited to taste the dish.
Sanggeus mariksa, maranehna hoyong deui.
After they tasted it, they wanted more.
Dinata, Marco janten popur pisan.
That day, Marco became very popular.
Jalma-jalma ngobrol ngeunaan dahareunana nu hebat.
People talked about his amazing food.
Marco ngarasa bangga kana karya sareng dedikasina.
Marco felt proud of his work and dedication.
Dina hiji kota leutik anu anggun, aya hiji seniman nu ngaran Clara.
In a quaint little town, there lived an artist named Clara.
Manha dipikawanoh pikeun lukisan-lukisanna anu cemerlang anu ngagambarkeun alam.
She was known for her vibrant paintings that depicted nature.
Clara yakinin seni kedah ngberkeun mosi anu kuat.
Clara believed that art should evoke strong emotions.
Pameranna panganyarkeun ngalantarankeun seueur pangunjung ti kota caket.
Her latest exhibition attracted many visitors from nearby cities.
Aranjeuna ngahaturanan her leuwih unik sareng cara kreati.
They marveled at her unique technique and creative approach.
Clara sering mendakan inspirasi dina pangalaman sadidinten.
Clara often found inspiration in her everyday experiences.
Warna nu dipak tekuat jeung narik perhatian.
The colors she used were bold and captivating.
Kesenianana mangrupikeun gambaran tina dunya jerona.
Her art was a reflection of her inner world.
Ngali karyana, Clara ngirim pesen ngeunaan harepan jeung kanyah.
Through her art, Clara conveyed messages of hope and love.
Pangaresepna Clara ka seni nuansa seueur di masyarakatna.
Clara's passion for art inspired many in her community.
Anjeuna ngajar kelas seni di sakola lokal, ngabagi hikmahna.
She taught art classes at the local school, sharing her wisdom.
Ngali pituduhna, loba seniman muda nu ngembang sareng manggihan sora maranhanana.
Through her guidance, many young artists flourished and found their voices.
Carita celara teras dilanjutkan, mangaruhan generasi anyar dina para panyipta.
Clara's story continues to resonate, influencing new generations of creators.
Nalika usum keur nyedekeun, ngans basket ekspektasi gedkana keur pamuka musiman.
As the summer draws to a close, basketball fans are eagerly anticipating the season opener.
Taun nu ieu, persaingan antara dua tim nu luhur janji bakal leuwih sengit ti samemehna.
This year, the rivalry between the two leading teams promises to be more intense than ever.
Anstis di dua sisi nuju nyiapkeun kasempatan anu matak.
Fans from both sides are gearing up for what could be a thrilling match.
Dua tim teparantos nunjukkeun keahlian anu luar biasa, ngajadikeun kaulinan janten teterduga sareng pikabitaeun.
Both teams have shown exceptional skills, making the game unpredictable and exciting.
Paman utama pikeun tim imah diawaskeun bakal nyieun pangaruh signifikan di lapangan.
The key player for the home team is expected to make a significant impact on the court.
Tapi, tatu bisa main watak dina hasilna, nambahkan elemen unpredictability.
However, injuries could play a role in the outcome, adding an element of unpredictability.
Akhir, panonton bisa ngarepkan patepang nu menegangkan pinuh ku karesahan jeung gairah.
Ultimately, spectators can expect a nail-biting encounter filled with excitement and passion.
Ester teh waktosna perayaan anu regreg, nandakeun kadatangan musim semi.
Easter is a time of joyful celebrations, marking the arrival of spring.
Sakumaha tradisional, barudak ngadekorasi endog kalayan warna ibrant jeung desain intricate.
Traditionally, children decorate eggs with vibrant colors and intricate designs.
Sanajan kitu, nalika rasa mekar, kitu sapertos cara ngagumbirakeun waktos anu dipalukan.
However, as tastes evolve, so do the methods of celebrating this cherished occasion.
Hiji alternati inoati ngawengku ngagunakeun pewarna alami tina buahan jeung sayuran.
One innovative alternative involves using natural dyes from fruits and vegetables.
Beet tiasa ngahasilkeun warna beureum anu beunghar, sedengken spinach ngahasilkeun hijau anu cang.
Beets can produce a rich crimson hue, while spinach yields a vivid green.
Salajengna ngan ngege warna endog, kulawarga tiasa og nyiptakeun dekorasi tematik ngagunakeun ranting sareng kembang.
In addition to dyeing eggs, families might also craft thematic decorations using twigs and flowers.
Hiasan ieu tiasa dipintonkeun sakuliah musim, nambahkeun sentuhan pribadi kana imah.
These decorations can be displayed throughout the season, adding a personal touch to the home.
Akhirna, ungkapan kreatif salila Esther bisa nguatkeun hubungan kulawarga sareng gadamel kenangan anu langgeng.
Ultimately, creative expression during Easter can strengthen familial bonds and generate lasting memories.
Jadi, ieu Paskah, hayu urang ngagenggem inovasi bari ngahargaan tradisi anu dipikacinta.
Thus, this Easter, let us embrace innovation while honoring cherished traditions.